Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova for Casanova is Crazy. And this is my launch one. I'm excited about this one. I've done this in the past, right? I've tried to do this podcast just as an entity by itself, right? But I decided to bring it into the Black Men by itself because I think there's a lot of things going on that's crazy. And I just wanted an outlet to talk about these things because as a Black man in America, I see things and it's crazy to me. And I really wanted to speak a little bit more general about stuff. You know, when I'm doing on Tuesday nights, when I'm doing Black Men's Mental Health, you know, that's really about really addressing the issues that Black men have. But these other weeknights, especially the nights I'm doing Cast is Crazy, I just want to speak about specific things, right? Because a lot of times I'm talking about general things, general topics, but Cast is Crazy is general things that I find absolutely crazy and I want to talk about, okay? So that's what this platform for this podcast, for this week is I'm Crazy. So every Wednesday night, I'm doing Casanova is Crazy because there's some things I see in the media that are just crazy and I want to talk about, okay? So it's going to be every episode of this, every Wednesday is going to be specific to something I saw and that's crazy, okay? So what's hot right now? This woman that did 50 YouTubes about her dude that wasn't her dude, that was her dude, that was that tricked her and all the lies and stuff like that. Now, I'm going to be real with y'all. I did not in no way watch 50 videos. I got the summary and little inserts, but in general, I did not and I refused to watch 50 videos because at the end of the day, it doesn't make sense to me. Now, let me explain to you why it doesn't make sense to me, okay? So if you don't know, this woman, this Black woman, did a 50 videos on YouTube explaining her relationship with her ex-husband from lying about houses and cars to education. I mean, this guy was just a horrible guy, lied about everything and all. It was just, so it was very entertaining, you know, broke the internet, you know, went viral and all that. So the first thing is this, she met this guy. And like I said, I'm not going through everything, but I'm going to talk about the reason why I think we're crazy, because as soon as she said how they met, we all should have just moved over to the next thing. Am I crazy? Because, okay, so she says she met this guy and I don't know whether it's on a dating app. I don't know. She just met him somewhere. And then they went out to dinner, right? And 2 weeks later, she moves him in. At that point, we all should have said, you know what? Whatever's after that is your damn fault. You keep it moving. Am I crazy or not? Because these women are doing this. These Black women are doing this all the time. I have personal experience where these Black women are moving these men into their house, not even knowing them like that. They all want to move him in the house. Then they want to complain when it's not good. Either they're going to cheat on him or he's cheating on them, or it's just crazy. Right. And then they want to complain and play the victim when things don't go right. Right. Like, it is crazy to move a man into your house and you don't know him after 2 weeks. It's crazy to move a man into your house after a few months. It's crazy. Even a year or two. It doesn't matter. Unless you're getting married and he proposed or something, you know, it happens. I get it. But unless it's some type of guarantee like that and you move a man into your house, anything after that is your fault. I have not seen a happy relationship when a woman moves a man into her space. For one, any man that moves into a house with a woman is a nothing. And that's for Black, white, it don't matter. Because a real man will never move into another woman's place. Never. That is not how it works. So if you sit there and you are moving into a house with another woman, you ain't shit as a man. Am I crazy, guys? Right now you're in her environment. Now she's in control. And any woman that wants you to move in with her, unless circumstances is She already has a house. You live in an apartment. You're about to get married. Then I can see it. I can understand it. But you're both living in an apartment and you gonna move into her place? Oh, this one kills me too. I see this all the time too. Especially if they got kids. You moving some man into your house with your kids? I have personal experience of that. That's some bum shit for the guy and for the girl. But back to this woman. She moves this guy into her house, and afterwards, just tremendous. He lies about his money. He lies about this. But let me. This is what really sparks me as crazy, and I don't even know why people listen after this. She moved him in because he seemed like he was financially stable. He paid for their date. When her tire blew or something like that, he paid to get it fixed. So pretty much all it took was this man a tire and some dinner for you to think he's a good catch to move in with it. Now, I'm going to be real because this is cast as crazy. So I'm going to say things on this on these weekdays that I'm doing this that I ain't going to say some other ones. All right. Then when I looked at her picture, it made sense. Right now, ain't nothing wrong with the big girls. So I am not hating on anybody's looks as far as saying you're not worthy of love or not worthy. I'm not saying that. So don't get me wrong. But when you look a certain way, you tend to do certain things. Now, if this woman had more self-esteem about herself and understood her worth, she wouldn't have done the things. But because she looked the way she looked, because she couldn't get no better, that man had to do nothing to get to move in with her. Now, I'm sure before the 2 weeks that he moved in, he was hitting the draws. And then you look at him, how would you think that's a high value man? Like, she's not a high value woman, and he's not a high value man. Not only, and this is not due with money. This has to do with your actions. A high value woman is not going to say, move in with me. It doesn't work that way. A woman that looks good and understands what she brings to the table as a woman is not going to say, move in with me. She's not. She's not going to be impressed. And what I mean impressed is that she's not going to be impressed by a man buying her at dinner. She's not going to be impressed by a man fixing her tire. And what I mean, not that she won't think it's nice. She won't think that those are great qualities, but she's not going to be depressed to the point where she's allowing this man to enter her space. Now, big women tend to have two sides to them. And this is real. And let me know if I'm crazy or not. But they have this side of, I'm black, I'm big, I'm proud. But then it's like, I'll accept whatever. It's like they don't have humility because it's like there's no middle ground. It's like I have to have this self false confidence of myself. But in that, I allow whatever to happen. Like, it's a crazy mentality. I knew this girl that was big, right? She was mad cool. She got the little bypass, guy pass surgery, whatever, right? And she lost a shitload of weight. Her attitude became ugly. Why? Because now she was getting attention she always wanted from guys. She was getting attention from people. And at the end, that happens when you go through a body transformation. People treat you differently. People treat you according to your body. You know, if you go from an ugly dude and then you do some stuff to become a good looking dude, you're going to get more attention. Same thing with a woman. That's just how it is. People are attracted to certain things. But see, what big people tend to do is be mad at the world because they say, why didn't you treat me like this when I was skinny? I mean, when I was fat, why didn't you do this for me when I was big? And then now they have an attitude. And I have one friend that's happened with that, no longer my friend, because she just got an attitude now. Everything was a problem. Why didn't you act like this when I was big? I'm like, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Come to find out that she really liked me. And because I didn't like her because she was skinny, it was a problem for her because now she thought she was entitled to my attention. I'm like, that you're still the same person, big or small to me. We were not romantically involved, and I choose not to go that route. But anyway, that's another story for another time. But you have to be, you have to say to yourself, this is all I can get. You have to be real. Am I crazy or not? You gotta be real. Now, have people lucked out and gotten somebody that looks way better than them, guys and girls? Yes, it's happened. But you can't go around expecting that to happen. She thinks she lucked out by meeting a man because he paid a little things. And then he said, yeah, I'm going to move in with you. It's like, my thing is, what happens to rent? Like, I could have swore that when you go into an apartment, you sign rent. Now, I haven't been a renter for many, many years, right? I've rented my office space commercial. But as far as like personal rent leases, I have not done that in over 12 years. Okay, I've been a homeowner, so I don't know. Maybe things have changed. But when I remember when I was doing it, you had to sign a lease for a certain amount of time, a 1 year lease. And then you sign every 1 year, 2 years. Some people had 2 years, somewhat depending on where you are, right? And you sign that lease, right? And then if you want to break that lease, there are penalties. Either you lose your deposit or you have to pay the rent until they fill it. I mean, there's some type of penalty for that, for breaking your lease early. How are all these men breaking their leases and moving in with these women? That doesn't tell you that he's a bum in some way. He's living with a friend. He's living with his mama, something. You're moving these men in and niggas got leases. I mean, they should have leases. You're a grown man. So how are you breaking your lease? Like, seriously, like, these are the things I wonder when these women are out here talking about, oh, I'm gonna move this guy in just to have a man in your bed every night. But he ain't, he a bum. I've literally seen women moving bums into their houses, bums, and still complain about him, cheat on him. I've seen it. I've experienced it personally. Move a bum in and still cheating with an old flame. Still cheating with the dude over here, cheating with the ex, embarrassing him, you know what I'm saying? Doing all this crap. But then, or just maybe not cheating, but disrespecting him by talking garbage. I've seen it personally. Because a woman's not going to have respect for you if you move her in. There's no respect he's going to have for you. He's going to be like, I'll respect her because she let me move in. And also the girl's not going to have respect for you for moving in with her. So you start that relationship that nobody got respect for each other. She's going to look at you as, oh, you needed me to move in. Now you're in her environment. She controls everything because at the end of the day, you fuck up or something happens, she's going to kick your ass out. Now you have no control. And as a dude, you know it's not stable. So you're going to go out there and do your thing because you know it's not stable. Because only an unstable woman moves in that do things like do 50 videos because it didn't go right. Now, even if I sat here and said everything she said was correct, let's just say everything, him cheating, him doing this, let's just say that. But at the end of the day, she moved a bum into her house. Because he's a bum, because he agreed. The minute he said, I could move in with you, you should know he was a bum and you should have ran from the hills. If you go to a man and you say, and you know what? And there's some bum guys out there that make you think you asked. Me paying all this money is crazy. I'm over here all the time. It's like I live here, girl. They throw things out there for you to say, oh, well, you should move in with me. Oh, really? Now you think, oh, I asked him. Nah, bitch, you didn't ask him. He set you up because he's a bump guy. He saw what you got and he said, yo, I'm going to move in with this chick because she got a place. I could live here until I get on my feet. Because that's what a man does. Let's be real. A man will move in with you until he gets on his feet. And y'all think, oh, we've been together for a year and a half like this. Nah, no. It may take that man 2-3 years to get on his feet. And he's going to move from one place to another with you, all that stuff, until he gets on his feet and he's going to leave. See, men are patient. See, men are patient. They will stay with a woman for years until they get their shit right. If you meet a man, and this is the risk women take, right? You meet a man that's not really doing his thing. He got hopes and dreams or whatnot, or he's not where he needs to be. He will stay with you because you are a resource for him. You are a resource. And once he gets where he needs to go, he's going to dip on you. If you've been with a man for 2 years, 2.5 years, 3 years, and he hasn't proposed to you and you're shacking up together, that man is just plotting. He's getting his shit together. And you may think, oh, well, he's paying bills. He's doing this. Trust me. He is waiting for the right opportunity. Oh, he's playing daddy to my kids. He's very loving and affectionate. Nah, girl, because a real man's going to want to marry you. But he ain't asked you to marry you. He's plotting. He's buying his time. But see, women don't want to hear that. So this woman right here, that man didn't want to be with you. That man from the get-go, if he agreed to move in with you, COVID or not, I don't care. You set yourself up. You did it to yourself. Everything after that, I have no sympathy. Am I crazy, guys? But I have no sympathy at all for her. None at all. None at all. You know, Charlamagne Tha God called her, what, a fat back or big back girl? And she, and people got insulted. Oh, my God, I'm insulted. Yeah, but you know what's so funny? After this, and this is really funny. She signed with an agency. She's doing interviews all around. So at the end of the day, do you really believe that? Because if you hurt, what are you chasing clout for? Like, what you doing all that 50 YouTube videos and stuff for? That's extra. Because you want something from it. You wanted clout. You wanted attention. You want the woe is me. He called you a big back and oh my God, you know, meeting people. You are not cute and you're big. I mean, let's be real. Let's, come on. Am I crazy? It is what it is. Like, now we're in a society where I can't call out what it actually is. The sky is blue. Oh man, why you said that, man? Why you always talk about the sky is blue? Because it literally is blue. Oh man, see, you're just crazy. Like, no, seriously. And if you got so much body positivity, then you shouldn't care. But I can't even say what it is. She's not attractive. She's a little on the big side. And even the guy she got wasn't a good looking dude. Like, I'm being real. Yo, it's fair play. Cass is crazy. All right. You know what I'm saying? I'm crazy. We don't gotta, you know, I am. Because at the end of the day, the dude don't even look high value. This dude looked like he like two tacos away from a heart attack. Not kept up, not even looking good. And you thought that dude was making money like that? You thought that dude was a VP high-end person? Like, both of y'all were delusional. Both of y'all deserve each other. She delusional, he a scam artist. They deserved each other. But in our society, the only person that's getting the fame is the woman. Of course, because you know what was her. Everybody bought into it. But they both deserved each other. None of them should get clout from this. Am I crazy? None of them should get clout from it. None of them. They both were wrong. And they deserve each other. They deserve each other. I'm sorry. All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all listening to Cass is Crazy. Am I the only one or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Every Wednesday I'm doing Cass is Crazy because I see things in the media that I got to talk about. I just got to talk about it. All right, guys. So follow me on CassOwenWilliams.com. Go to BlackMen'sMentalHealth.com. Check out my podcast. Every podcast, every day of the week, I have a different topic I'm talking about every day of the week. So Black Men's Mental Health is every day of the week. I'm picking different. Wednesday, Cass is Crazy. And we talk about things in media, things I see that are crazy to me. And I can't be the only one to see it that way. All right, guys, until next time.